It's Wayne Mauser, local news.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Appleton police say a tragedy was miraculously avoided after the driver and two children were uninjured in a rollover crash. The crash happened sometime last week, but Appleton police released information on Saturday. Officers found the car flipped over on its roof, laying in a ditch off the highway. The kids were in the back seat. Police say the children were sitting in improperly installed car seats, but without injuries. The children and the driver were evaluated at a local hospital. Following an investigation, the driver was arrested and confined on charges of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, causing injury, second offense with a minor child in the vehicle, operating while revoked, failure to install ignition interlock device, possession of open intoxicants in a motor vehicle, and violation of child safety restraints. The OWI charge means this is the suspect's second offense. Having a minor child in the vehicle is an aggravating factor, meaning potential fines or jail time could be doubled. Police highlighted the crash to implore everyone not to drink and drive. 75 veterans who served during the Global War on Terror are back home after a four-day retreat to New York to see a number of historic sites. The veterans left the Fox Valley Thursday for what organizers called a mission of healing. They returned home Sunday after a trip that gave them a chance to reflect on their own service while connecting with people who have lived through some of these same experiences. The veterans visited the 9-1-1 Memorial and Museum, the Freedom Tower, and the Statue of Liberty. Organizers said the retreat was never meant to be just a free trip to New York. The veterans also shared meals, stories, and time together, building connections with people who understand the bond that comes from serving. They also spent time with 9/11 first responders, hearing their stories of service, loss, and resilience. Organizers said the goal of the retreat was to celebrate the veterans and their families while helping them find a healthier path forward. The 27-year-old Marquesan woman, suspected of driving a UTV during a fatal accident, was bound over for trial during a preliminary hearing in Green Lake County Court on Thursday. Megan Zimmerman was also arraigned, pleading not guilty to two counts of homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle and one count of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. The April 18th crash led to the deaths of Nicole Deaver and Timothy Camphouse of Fairwater and injured Christopher Keller of Ripon. The crash occurred on Princeton Road near Honeysuckle on November 19th. The 33-year-old Wautoma woman suspected of shooting her boyfriend to death was bound over for trial during a preliminary hearing in Washera County Court on Friday. Christo Masiaga is charged with first-degree intentional homicide. A not-guilty plea was also ordered. According to the criminal complaint, she called 911 the night of July 9th from a home on 19th Avenue in the town of Marion. A deputy found a 28-year-old man lying just inside the door with what appeared to be gunshot wounds to his chest and abdomen. Despite life-saving efforts, he died. Masiaga told deputies the two had fought over the gun and it went off. But investigators found multiple shell casings in the home, a handgun Masiaga had recently purchased, and text messages from the victim who feared she was going to kill him. Detectives say Masiaga's statements didn't match the physical evidence. A status conference is scheduled in the case on November 23rd. An attorney for the 37-year-old Wild Rose man who fled to Utah after stabbing and killing his grandmother says a psychiatric evaluation supports his client's plea of not guilty and not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. Randy Jenks' lawyer revealed as much during a hearing in Washera County Court Friday. Jenks is facing one count of first-degree intentional homicide. District Attorney Matthew Lusick will likely ask for a second evaluation during a hearing this Friday. According to the criminal complaint, police were called to a Mount Morris home to do a welfare check on a 75-year-old woman. They found Patricia May Glenn lying on the floor with dry blood around her. Relatives told police Jenks confessed to the murder. According to the complaint, a relative told investigators Jenks said his grandmother had, quote, pushed him too far, unquote. Jenks had been living in his grandmother's home for more than a year. He fled to Ogden, Utah, where he has relatives. He was arrested there on March 8th, a day after his grandmother was found deceased. Acting on tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the Dodge County Sheriff's Department investigated two men suspected of possessing child pornography. Charges were requested from the DA's office against 60-year-old John Bauer of Mayville and 42-year-old Jason Van Dyke of Burnett. Bauer made his initial appearance in Dodge County Court Wednesday on three counts of possession of child porn. He's free on a $3,000 signature bond. Van Dyke also made his initial appearance in Dodge County Court on Wednesday. He also faces three counts of possession of child porn. He's being held in the Dodge County Jail on a $10,000 cash bond and will be back in court Thursday for a preliminary hearing. The Ripon Public Library, in conjunction with the University of Wisconsin Extension Fond du Lac County, will offer a six-week course on end-of-life planning called Planning Ahead. Bob Nelson has more about the program.
The program will be held at the Ripon Senior Activity Center from 10 to 11:30 a.m. each Wednesday beginning October 7th and running through November 11th. Adult and Teen Services librarian Susie Mink says the program will cover six different topics related to end-of-life decisions.
So financial stability and thinking about how you're taking care of your finances, funeral planning, grief, estate planning, all those types of things that you would be talking about at the end of your life.
You have to register if you want to participate in the program. You can call 920-906-4622 or register online. More information is available on the library's events calendar for October. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
I'm Wayne Mauser reporting for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The NFL has sidelined Packers running back Josh Jacobs while criminal charges against him move through the court. Jacobs is now on the commissioner's exempt list, so he cannot practice or attend games with Green Bay. He was charged Thursday with misdemeanor battery and criminal damage to property following a May arrest. Jacobs denies the accusations. His lawyers say he intends to return to the Packers and the NFL after the review is finished. Two teenage boys died Saturday when their car went off the road and hit a tree in Marinette County. Marinette Sheriff deputies say the crash happened shortly before 11 p.m. on County Highway G east of Crivitz. They say the teen driver lost control on a curve, went into a ditch, and hit a tree. The sheriff's office identified the driver as 16-year-old Landon England from Menominee, Michigan. 17-year-old Princeton Welty from Crivitz was also killed in the crash. A nationwide bench warrant has been issued for an Eau Claire woman who failed to appear at her sentencing hearing on charges of child neglect. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
According to court documents, 36-year-old Tony Hammonds was scheduled to appear in court on August 28th for sentencing after pleading no contest to four counts of chronic neglect of a child as party to a crime. An investigation was launched after school employees reported malnourishment concerns with her four children. Their step-parent, Mary Bentley Oram, was also sentenced to over 4 years in prison in October. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Online court records show an attorney has had periodic contact with Hammonds in the last week. More state tax money than expected could leave Wisconsin with a nearly $3 billion surplus. However, there's still no agreement on how to use it. New figures show tax collections rose 3.4% from the year before and came in about 2% higher than projected. Republican budget leaders say they want to revisit tax relief and property tax help, along with the support for schools. 75 veterans who served during the Global War on Terror are back home in Wisconsin after a four-day Mission of Healing retreat. The veterans left the Fox Valley last Thursday to tour the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York, along with the Freedom Tower and Statue of Liberty. Organizers say the trip is a chance for veterans to reflect on their own service while sharing the bond that comes with those who've lived through some of the same experiences. The trip is offered at no cost to veterans as a way to celebrate the veterans and their families, organizers say, while helping them find a healthier path forward. Heavy rain on Saturday brought IndyCar's only doubleheader of the season to a halt at the Milwaukee Mile on Saturday. Intensifying rain forced drivers off the track on lap 90. Race 1 was delayed further by storms yesterday morning, but did eventually resume, and drivers completed both races yesterday. That Saturday soaker was a precursor to a hot and humid weather pattern setting in across our state. National Weather Service forecasters say it'll be hot and stormy over the next few days in much of Wisconsin. Temps are expected to be in the upper 80s and 90s with chances for scattered afternoon and evening storms. More details coming up in weather. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers, Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers opening a four-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the Cubs, Milwaukee with an eight-game lead over Chicago heading into tonight's game, and yet the crew still not a favorite in the postseason, manager Pat Murphy.
People like to say we're the underdogs. Well, that's fine. We're just trying to say we have to play a certain way. The expectation can't be, well, we got a better record than them, so we're better at this, this, and this. We have to play a certain way, and yeah, it'll be a great opportunity, great environment.
The Cubs losing at home last night to the Reds 7-5. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Three home runs are going to kill you in a start. I mean, that's just too many. You're not having a good start if you give up three home runs. You got to limit that part of the game.
NFL, the Packers made some trades at the deadline yesterday to form a 53-man roster. They added running back Caleb Johnson from the Steelers and tight end Mark Redman from the Rams. They gave up quarterback Kyle McCord to the Dolphins for a future sixth-round pick. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 72 tomorrow, sunshine 85. And then we do have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Local news, local sports, and local people you know. Your hometown station, 93.1 and AM 1600, The Wave.